Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Romans 7:13. The law gave the knowledge of sin. The law revealed the ugliness of sin and the calamity of sin. There is a divine standard that God has given so that humanity might attain unto the good pleasure of God. Wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good, Romans 7:12. But the law was not kept, and sin was the result. By the knowledge of the law, sin became exceedingly sinful. Sin produces more sin, and sometimes even greater sin. Sin progresses until sin consumes. In an attempt to cover his sin with Bathsheba, David commissioned Joab, "Set ye Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die." 2 Samuel 11:15. The result of David's exceeding sinfulness was, "But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord." 2 Samuel 11:27. Nathan, God's prophet, was sent to David to remedy the situation. David was informed that he was guilty of transgression, and therefore he sought the forgiveness of God. "I have sinned against the Lord." 2 Samuel 12:13. The law of God revealed the nature of humanity and God's provision for forgiveness. Paul, the apostle called by God, understood the increase of sin. His own confession of sinfulness was, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious." 1 Timothy 1:13. His opposition to Christ began with a vehement voice against Christ, which became persecution against Christ, and finally injuring Christ. Sin progresses until sin consumes. Sin will increase and spread. Isaiah rebuked Judah, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." Isaiah 30:1. The vanity of sin begins having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, until finally, "who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness." Ephesians 4:18-19. Sin, becoming exceedingly sinful, will work until they themselves are the servants of corruption. "For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage." 2 Peter 2:19. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.